Meanwhile, international rights groups are calling on Saudi Arabia to allow women to drive ahead of a planned day of defiance against a ban on female drivers. Amnesty International wants Saudi authorities to respect women's right to drive. The group has expressed astonishment that in the 21st century, Saudi authorities continue to deny women the right to legally drive a car. Human Rights Watch has also thrown its weight behind the Saudi women's campaign, dubbed Women to Drive. Meanwhile, Saudi authorities have threatened women not to join the campaign on Saturday. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world which forbids women from getting behind the wheel. Recently, dozens of women have defiantly posted online videos of themselves driving in several Saudi cities. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is a writer and political commentator, and he's now joining us on the line from New York. Sir, as always, thanks for joining us. Now, is this issue really an issue of just women driving, or is this a deeper issue of human rights in the kingdom?
Well, you said it. It's a deeper issue. It has to do with how the Saudi royal family, in cooperation and coordination with the imams, or the Wahhabis, who are controlling the spirituality of the Saudis, are basically making sure that the Saudi people remain under the thumb of both these imams as well as the royal family. It is really a shame. It's stunning for the international community, but it's even more stunning to Muslims around the world when the only country in the world is a Muslim country that does not allow women to do something as harmless and as driving a car and enjoying the dignity of being a human, the dignity of driving a car and getting things done like any other woman around the world.
So then going forward, Mr. Al-Omari, you know, certainly what these women are doing is quite brave in a country like, you know, the Saudi Arabia. So what kind of a precedent does this set then for the future as far as, you know, Saudi is asking for their rights?
Well, I believe that's the only way for the Saudi women to go about solving this problem. They need to assert themselves. The voices in Saudi Arabia have to you know, be heard, that as a people, the Saudis deserve to choose how they want to live their lives and what form of Islam they want to practice. It is amazing that in the 21st century, people are given the form of Islam that they should follow by the government and by these Wahhabi Salafi radicals who have basically hijacked the spirit of Islam, which is a spirit of moderation. I believe power to the Saudi women. They should do more of this, and they should challenge you know, this status quo, because there is no intention by the royal family or these imams to let up and let people live their lives.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Omari speaking to us live from New York.